This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A team of United Nations experts has visited Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant, which is now in the hands of Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Russian and Ukrainian news agencies say IAEA chief Rafael Grossi left the plant after a few hours of work there, Grossi telling reporters his team had collected important information and would continue its analysis. The key thing that I wanted to see, I saw, he said, adding that the group would stay nearby to speak further with residents. Grossi added, for me, the work begins now. We conducted an initial assessment. We see the dedicated work of the station's staff and management. Despite, he says, a difficult situation and circumstances, they're very professional in their work. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia closed down the major Nord Stream 1 gas pipeline to Germany on Wednesday, claiming the three-day shutdown is necessary for the maintenance of turbines. Europe and the United States dispute that claim and accuse Russian President Vladimir Putin of weaponizing energy. Last year, Russia supplied 40% of the European Union's gas. In recent weeks, Russia has reduced the flow through Nord Stream 1 to just 20% of capacity. Moscow blamed the latest shutdown on Western sanctions that have targeted Russian economy. Current European gas prices have soared to about 10 times their average price over the past decade. Germany declared a gas crisis in June and warned that consumers and businesses must cut back on usage. Consumption has since fallen by around 20%. You can keep up on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin will not be able to attend the funeral service of Mikhail Gorbachev on September 3rd because of his work schedule. Gorbachev was the last leader of the Soviet Union before it dissolved in 1991. He died earlier this week after prolonged illness. His reforms are credited with helping to end the Cold War in the 20th century. A Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, told reporters in Moscow Thursday that Gorbachev will not be honored with a full state funeral. He said Putin stopped by the Central Clinical Hospital earlier Thursday to pay his respects. Putin had a strained relationship with Gorbachev. He has called the collapse of the Soviet Union, quote, the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. The German capital on Thursday ordered official flags to be lowered to half-staff during the Gorbachev weekend funeral as calls grew for a fitting tribute to the last Soviet leader. Berlin's interior ministry said Germany also owed an enduring debt to Gorbachev for allowing its reunification, the reunification of Germany after the Cold War. Officials from across the political spectrum have expressed their gratitude to Gorbachev. Some have called for a street or a square in Berlin to be named for him. The latest legal moves in the probe of classified document at Donald Trump's Florida estate will play out in a Florida courtroom. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
A Trump-nominated judge will hear arguments over whether to bring in an outside expert to review records the FBI seized from Mar-a-Lago last month. Trump's lawyers are pushing for one to allow for personal things like diaries to be returned to the ex-president, plus other documents that may be protected by privilege claims. The Justice Department says a so-called special master is unnecessary because investigators have already reviewed potentially privileged records. It's unclear if that will sway the judge, who had earlier said she intended to appoint a special master. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials in the southwestern Chinese city of Chengdu have announced a lockdown of its 21.2 million residents and 4 days of citywide testing following an outbreak of COVID-19 cases. In a statement, Chengdu city officials said city residents must stay home starting Thursday evening, and non-essential employees were asked to work from home. Households will be allowed to send one person per day to shop for necessities, provided they've tested negative within the past 24 hours. And once again, a team of UN experts has visited and left the Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant, which is now in the hands of Russian troops. Marissa Melton, VOA News.